وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الإنسان ما غرك بربك الكريم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. Our noble Lord created this universe. His personal name is Allah. All other names are names due to the attribute. This personal name Allah is so beautiful, so charming, so attractive that it has lot of depth in it. Normally, if someone has a name, then if you take away one alphabet from the name, the remainder becomes meaningless. You cannot even feel that it's a name or not a name. But the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so beautiful that if you take the parts, the alphabets of the name away one by one, even the remainder still points towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even the remainder, it remains meaningful. For example, name is Allah. Now we take away the first alphabet, Alif. Then what remains behind is Lillah. And Lillah is also meaningful. And meaning does not change. It again points to our Lord, our Creator. وَلِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Okay, let us take another alphabet away. Then the remainder is لَهُ. Now لَهُ is again meaningful. And it again points towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, same Lord. لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. And if we take another alphabet away, then the remainder is who. And who is again meaningful. And the meanings are again pointing towards the same Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُ. What a beautiful name. Even make the pieces of the name, every single piece will again give the meaning towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Such a beautiful name. Then, if you look at the alphabets, there is no dot. All those alphabets are without any dot. For example, if there is the alphabet Ba or Ta, these alphabets have got dots in it. But all the alphabets used in the word Allah, they are without any dot. Why? Because Allah does not like anyone who shares His creation. So that's why, even in the name, He does not want any alphabet which has any thing associated with that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala selected such a beautiful name for Him. This name has lot of barakah in it. If we see, then we make our namaz, then the first word of the azan, let us make azan. So the first word of the azan is Allah. We start from Allah. And the last word of the azan is La ilaha. Again the word Allah. Okay, if we pray, then with what word we start our prayer? Allahu Akbar. So the word Allah, we start our prayer. And at what word we end our prayer? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Again the word Allah. So the azan starts with the word Allah, ends with the word Allah. Our prayer starts with the word Allah and ends with the word Allah. Subhanallah. If you look at Quran, then it has been written by the scholars that whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent in all the previous books, it has been summarized in Quran. And what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala He sent in the Quran has been summarized in Surah Baqarah. And what has been sent in Surah Baqarah has been summarized in Surah Fatiha. And what has been summarized in Surah Fatiha, it has been summarized in Bismillah, Tasmiyah. And whatever has been told in Bismillah has been summarized in its first alphabet, what is Ba? And the meaning of the word Ba in Arabic is to connect. Whom connect? To connect the relationship of the creation with the Creator. So that was the objective and purpose of all the holy books. To connect the human being with their own Lord, with their Parvardigar. Allahu Akbar Kabir. Now if you look at this, in this Bismillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He chose His word, His name, Allah. Personal name, Bismillah. Now it has been written by the Mufassireen that the word Ism in Arabic has got many meanings. For example, one meaning is name. So if we take this meaning, then the meanings become Bismillah with the name of Allah. But another meanings of ism in Arabic are the barakah. So if we take this meaning, then Bismillah means with the barakah of Allah. Because the word Allah has got lot of barakah in it. Now the proof from Quran, Azim al-Shan. Tabarakasmu Rabbik. This is the verse of Quran. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says that the name of your Lord has got barakah. Tabarakasmu Rabbik. The name of your Lord has barakah in it. Subhanallah. So it means when we say Bismillah, we are saying with the barakah of Allah, with the name of Allah. That's why it has been mentioned in Ahadith that if you start any good work with Bismillah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put barakah in this work. And it has been mentioned by Jabir bin Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He swore in His name and He said that if anyone will take my name in any work, then I will put my baraka and rahma in that work surely. Subhanallah. Do we say this word Bismillah quite often? No. Normally we say Bismillah maybe at the time of eating the food or drinking the water. We should try to take this word more and more, use it more frequently. For example, we want to go out of the house. We open the door with Bismillah. We open the door of the car, Bismillah. Sit down on the seat, Bismillah. Start our car, Bismillah. We can say so many times Bismillah. And in that work, there will be barakah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the difference in between us and the awliya. We common people, we say Bismillah, but very little. And the awliya, they use this word quite often in their work. On every step of their life, they use the word Bismillah, Bismillah. And that's why they have lot of barakah in them. It has been mentioned in a hadith that the person in whose book of deed there will be frequently used name will be Bismillah, then the weight of his deeds will be much more on the day of judgment. Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, he made a boat. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him half of the verse. Bismillah majreha wa mursaha inna rabbi la ghafurur raheem. So just Bismillah, half of the verse. And Mufassirin, they have written that if the ummah of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, they recited half of the Bismillah and their boat, it sailed on the water and was saved from the flood, from the azab, from the punishment. Then if the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who has been given full Bismillah, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, if they will recite it, why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not save them from all the punishments? So we should try to use this frequently. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Now these three alphabets, Ba, Seen and Meen, you know, they are basically pointing towards the names of attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, Ba. Ba is from Bari'ul Musawwir. Ba is from Basir. Ba is from Basit. Ba is from Baqi. And Ba is from Ba'is. All of these names are the name of attributes for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Mim, it comes, Seen, it comes from Sami. It comes from Sayyid, from Salam, from Sattar. And Meem, it comes from Malik, it comes from Malik, it comes from Muqtadir. All of these names are the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we say Bismillah, we say we are starting our work with Allah who has all the names of Ba, all the names from Seen, all the names from Meem. So we point towards so many attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts barakah in that work. And it has been mentioned in one of the hadith that there were three times in the life of devil when the devil cried a lot. Number one, when he was expelled by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فَخْرُجْ مِنْهَا فَإِنَّكَ رَجِيمٌ. He was phased out. He was shunted out from the jamaat of the malaika. Go away. Get away. At that time, the devil cried a lot. And then second occasion, when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he got birth in this world. At that time, the devil cried a lot because he said that rahmatul lil alameen, the mercy for the whole universe has taken his birth. And then the third one, when the verse Bismillah was given to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, at that time the devil cried a lot. He said, now this ummah has got such a verse with them that if they will recite this verse, I will not be able to then interact in their work. I will not be able to interfere in their work because they would have recited the verse Bismillah. Allahu Akbar Kabira. And some of the Mufassireen, they came up with a very beautiful point. They said, if you look at the verse Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, then the total alphabet of this verse are 19. From Ba to Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Total alphabets of this verse, they are 19. And there are 19 malaika who are the in charge of Jahannam. Different parts of Jahannam. So the person who will use this verse frequently in his life, then every alphabet will be able to save him from the punishment of every sector of Jahannam. 19 alphabets and 19 angels in charge for the Jahannam, for the hell. Allahu Akbar Kabir. So we should try to recite more and more Bismillah in every good work. Then this name has got so much barakah that it has been mentioned in one of the hadith, La taqumu sa'a hatta yuqalu fil ardi Allah, Allah. That if there will be one person in the whole universe who will say Allah, Allah, due to him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will not destroy this universe, the day of judgment will not come. So this name, Allah has got so much power. It is saving all the universe from the Qiyamah. Allahu Akbar. And in one of the hadith it has been mentioned, that the person who will take the name of Allah, he will be the last person to utter the word Allah in the whole universe. Then, from that utterance of the word Allah, the day of judgment will come after 40 years from that time. So if we say the word Allah, it can delay the day of judgment for another 40 years. And the person who will take this word last in this universe, from that time, the day of judgment will be delayed another 40 years. So if the name of Allah can delay the day of judgment, such a big revolution in the whole universe for 40 years, then if we will take this word in our life, then all the punishments and those things will not be delayed in our life. So we have to take this word Allah more and more. And it has got its impact, the word Allah, it has got its impact. Now, for example, if I say the word sweets, like ice cream. So if I say the word sweets, so this word sweets has got an effect on us. suddenly we have a feeling to eat something. For example, if we say the word achar in Urdu language, then this word has got an impact on us. Why? We feel the mouth is watering. So if these words, they have got an impact of the human beings. Similarly, the word Allah has got an impact on the heart of the human being. When we say the word Allah, it has an impact on the heart of the person. So one of our mashayikh, Khaja Abul Hasan Kharkani rahmatullah alayh, once he was just explaining that the name of Allah is so beautiful, it has lot of benefits, it keeps the man healthy, and it washes the darkness of the sins, and it gives the satisfaction of heart,